Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 101, with Sarah Kornack and Bethann Schwamberger. Today on the show, we're talking with Sherry Tracy of Orglamix.com. Not only does Sherry sell on her own website through the Shopify platform, but she also pushes out her items to many other shopping platforms. Sherry's going to walk us through some of those other platforms today and give us some great advice for selling in multiple places. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Today on the podcast, we are pleased to welcome Sherry Tracy, who sells her natural mineral cosmetics at Orglamix.com. Not only does Sherry sell her cosmetics on her own site, but she also sells on many other platforms as well, which we can't wait to pick her brain about. Sherry lives outside Chicago with her husband, two daughters, and many pets. Welcome to the show, Sherry.
Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Sherry, could you begin by telling us a little bit more about yourself, your family, and then how you got started in business?
Sure. My name is Sherry Tracy. I live in a suburb outside of Chicago. I'm married to my high school sweetheart, Steven, and we have two girls who are 8 and 11. And we have our own little zoo here. We have a blue and gold macaw, two dogs, and one is a puppy who has chewed up everything in our entire house, including probably 50 pairs of shoes within the last month or so. So if anybody listening has a tip or a solution to get a dog to stop chewing, please let me know. We have turtles and a fiddler crab, and if I had my way, we'd have a few chickens and a miniature horse as well. So I hope my husband is listening to this. I own Orglamix, which is a small batch cosmetics company, and it's cruelty-free, and you can see why that's important to me. And I make everything from eyeshadow to perfume to bath bombs, and every day is something a little different, which I love. I have about 600 SKUs in my line, and I really love creating new things. I'm a constant crafter, color lover, so cosmetics are a really creative outlet for me, and I'm blessed to do something that I love every day. Oh, and somebody else has a pet.
That's why, like, we've said it so many times, but interviewing moms is the only thing we could do because they really understand the whole thing of juggling the kids and the animals while you're trying to do something.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's a skill, a definite skill.
Yeah, that's right. It is a skill.
So, Sherry, how long ago did you start Orglamix? And I guess, how did you grow it? How did you decide that you were going to jump in and do it?
Well, I've always been involved in the beauty industry in some form or fashion. So I started out private labeling cosmetics, which is where you buy cosmetics, already existing formulas, and kind of just put your name on it and sell it. And when I was pregnant with my first daughter, I was put on bed rest towards the end, and I was, like, so bored out of my mind. I just, like, started reading all of the ingredients and getting into it and realizing, like, this foundation has 42 ingredients in it. And do all these need to be in here? And after doing some further research, I was like, no, I can build a better product. And at that time, there were very few mineral makeup companies that weren't, like, so granola-y. So it was kind of my goal to be, like, the MAC of the mineral makeup. Like, I wanted to come out with the wild colors, but I still wanted the ingredients to be as simple and as natural as possible. So I started out on Etsy, and I did that for a couple of years, and it was really slow in the beginning, and I just, you know, kept growing every year, kept at it. And little by little, it started just picking up speed. And one year I looked back and I had sold 10,000 units over, you know, the previous year. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can do this. I have a business here. But at the same time, my husband was working in Boston and we live in Chicago. So it was a little bit crazy because I had two little girls at the time and he was only coming home on the weekends. I got to the point where I was working like 80 hours a week and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And at the same time, I was also opening up a brick and mortar clothing and accessories boutique with a friend from high school. So it was just so chaotic, so crazy. And I just thought, you know what? I'm working for my business. This isn't working for me. I need my business to work for me. And I stopped everything and I took about a year and a half, 2 years off and just relaunched about a year ago on Shopify platform. And that's kind of, my website is orglamix.com. It's a Shopify store. And from there, I kind of pushed my products out onto multiple marketplaces. And one of those are Wanello.
So, Sherry, before we dive into Wanello, which we definitely want to talk with you about, but for those listening, could you dive into Shopify just a little bit about what Shopify is and some of the benefits of having a Shopify online store?
Oh my gosh, I love Shopify. It is, I tried a million different platforms before I came upon Shopify. And I was hesitant at first because of the cost. It's a, you know, you're looking at probably about $100 without any extra apps or anything for the month, which is kind of expensive. And so I resisted. And when I finally tried it, it is just so simple and easy to use. It's a hosted platform. You don't have to worry about security. Everything is like pre-configured for you. So you just go in, enter your information. It looks great. If you look at my site, you would think that I had a designer do it for me. And I do everything from the header, the sliders, everything, all of the design work, all of the back end work. It is simple. I just really love it. There are so many apps that you can use in conjunction with it. Anything you could really dream up is already there, just waiting for you to put it to work. It's really an amazing platform. And I'm not an affiliate or anything.
What are some of those other platforms that you maybe tried before and found that they fell short of Shopify?
What did I use before? Well, I was using a WordPress site with a plugin that constantly kept crashing and it was very slow. I looked at Store Envy, which is kind of along the similar lines as Etsy. I didn't like that just because you don't really have any control over building your list, and that was very important to me. I've tested, there were a couple other ones I can't think of off the top of my head, but none of them compared to the ease of use of Shopify. It's just really a stellar platform.
And one more clarifying question on Shopify. Do you have to, you buy your own domain name, but then you can add the Shopify platform to your domain that you've purchased? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you can use the Shopify domain, which everybody gets when you sign up, or you can have it push out to your own domain. So it's basically like a redirect. Either way.
I'm curious too, Sherry, what are some of the apps that you use in conjunction with Shopify?
Ooh, my secrets. I don't know if I should be revealing them. Just kidding. If my competitors are listening, it's fine. I really love ShipStation, which does all of my shipping. So that's integrated. A couple of different SEO apps, which I can get you the name of those. I use an email app that's integrated. So like it sends out automatic emails, drop shopping carts, keeps track, you know, tabs of everybody who's ordered what. Just a lot of like integrated things where I have a new follower on, say, Instagram, and I can then go out and find them on Twitter so that I'm kind of following them. There's a bunch of different ones. I can't think of all of them off the top of my head, but it's really anything that you can think of is available on the Shopify App Store. And it's the fees are very minimal and somebody has already created it. So you're just paying. A lot of them are free. Some of them are $6 a month. My most expensive one, I think, is ShipStation, which I pay $99 for. But that literally saves me hours each day. It's like having a shipping assistant.
Yeah, because I was just curious about kind of some of those extra features and integrations, and that sounds amazing. Like, just even when you were talking about the email capabilities, the ability to, like you said, track exactly what somebody purchased. So if you want to send everybody who purchased, you know, an eyeshadow, an email to say, hey, we've got this new shade in the shop, like, it sounds like that would just be so easy to do with that app.
Oh, it's simple and it's great. And actually, my biggest response is from a simple little email that I send out maybe a day after somebody makes their first purchase. And it's just like, hey, I'm Sherry. I'm the owner of Orglamics. It's nice to meet you. Please let me know if you have any questions. I'm super excited for you to get to try my products. And, you know, please let me know if you have any questions. I get probably 25 to 50 of those a week, people responding, being like, oh my gosh, I've never been contacted by the owner before. So awesome to hear from you. And just like little things. Those are my best customers.
That does sound amazing. You're really hitting the customer service aspect right from the beginning of the sales process and trying to keep those customers happy from the beginning. I love that.
Oh, and there's one more app. It's called Receiptful. And that is a brand new one I just started using about a month ago. And that has a friend buy purchase in the end of the sales receipt. So it's like a little click. Are you happy with your order? Please click here to rate us. And usually 99 out of 100 times they're happy. But I like if they're not happy, I can head it off right after the purchase and see how I can help them or what I can do to make it better. And then also that converts more sales. If they push it out to their friends, they get $10 and the friend gets $10. So that's been it's a newer app and it's been really converting well for me.
That is really cool. I love that idea too, that they can share a discount with a friend and then they get a discount. What was the name of that app
again? Receiptful.
Receiptful. Okay. Very cool. So Sherry, in our Facebook group, which by the way, I need to just mention to all of our listeners, Sherry is a very active part of our private Facebook group for the Brilliant Business Moms community, and she's awesome. She just always has great answers for everyone. She's always sharing amazing tips and tools and things she's using. So you've just been such a valuable asset to the group, and we had to bring you on the show to share more of your great advice. So in our group, I know you're always talking about Wanalo and how you're using it to grow your shop, to get more sales. And to be honest, I know nothing about this particular site. Can you kind of tell us what it's all about and how it works?
Sure. So I joined a little over 6 months ago, and I know probably what the listeners are thinking, like, oh my gosh, I can't take another social media anything. And believe me, I totally get it. I can relate. I felt the same way before I tried it. But what really changed my mind was when traffic and sales started rolling in. And Wanalo basically stands for Want, Need, Love. And the best way to describe it is that it's a social marketplace. And for shoppers, it's a way to discover and buy products. But for stores and brands, it's a place to market and sell products. And it's different from other social media it's different from other social media channels in that Wanalo users they're not reading recipes or like saving DIY projects or learning how to make a perfect green smoothie or reading quotes. They're actually all there for one reason, and that's to shop. It's really powerful for growing smaller indie brands like next to Urban Outfitter, Nordstrom's, and Anthropologie. And I did a little bit of research, which I found was interesting, is that the demographic is majority female, and it's 50% are between the ages of 18 and 24. So products that do well tend to cater to that audience. But like, I don't want anybody to you know, listening to be dissuaded because if this isn't your typical target market, because my market is considerably older and I get really high engagement and great conversions. So it's actually one of my top, if not the top referrer of traffic for me at Orglamix.
So do you set up like a listing on Wanalo and then they click and it takes the viewer to your shop, or what is that process like?
There's a couple of different ways you can do it. And I'm on Buy on Wanalo, which basically is an app that connects through Shopify and allows me to sell directly on the platform instead of like redirecting the shopper to the store's e-commerce. So they complete the purchase, pay Wanalo directly, and then they pay me. But if you have a shop, customers can save the products on there. And then basically, if they saw your listing, they would be redirected back to your shop to complete the sale. So does that make sense?
I think so. And I think that's really cool, the app that allows you to do the sales right on Wanalo, because I'm sure that makes a big difference for the people who just click and buy and they don't have to leave the site. So how do people find you and find your products on Wanalo? Does it work like a typical search engine? Like, would they be searching for makeup, or are there other ways that they discover your products?
I think for the most part, it's really image driven. So, and it's also fueled by search and SEO. But like, there's different ways you can increase your traffic and sales. They have kind of like where you can create collections, which is kind of like how stores merchandise their products on their brand page. So you can create a collection. For example, like I have eyeshadow page, a collection, and then I have maybe a more niche down page collection for eyeshadows for like blue eyes. So, you know, it's important to keep in mind when you're creating collections, SEO, and always use a keyword-rich description as well.
So you do have like a your own private page or section on Wanalo, but then, of course, you've got products that just get kind of mixed in the feed for Wanalo as well. So there's kind of two ways for people to
locate you? Yes, you've got your own store like brand page, and you can claim that and start uploading products to your feed, or it's just a collection of, you know, items that customers have saved all over the place, and it's up to you to claim that page and like kind of curate it all together.
Okay. And I noticed too that to use Wanalo, you have to sign in and have an account with Wanalo. You can't just kind of browse around. They want you to have an account with them before you can take a look and check it out.
Yes, they definitely want you to log in. And I think the reason for that is because it's very mobile driven. So even though you can access it from a desktop, most of the transactions happen via the mobile app. And, you know, they're constantly alerting and texting you of different things. So I think they're trying to keep tabs on everybody.
Yeah, I'm actually, Sherry, just so I can be more informed while we chat, I signed up for Wanalo right now, and it had me initially follow a few big shops, mm-hmm. and then it has me, then here's the other interesting thing. So like, there are big individual accounts that are just people who are really great at like curating and finding the best stuff, it looks like. And so it's suggesting a bunch of those like super users to me as well for me to follow. Like there's this, I'm looking at like Sarah Banco, and she has like 158,000 followers on Wanalo. Oh, this is interesting. This is an Etsy shop that I actually know about. I've bought from her before, Plexida, and she has 130,000 followers on Wanalo.
That is amazing. Those are what I call the influencer accounts. And you can kind of easily find influencers in your niche by going to the top and searching for top people section. And it'll show you accounts ranging from like 20,000 up to 200,000, 250,000 followers.
Wow.
And many of like those influencer accounts are, you know, big Etsy shops, top fashion bloggers. And the good thing about those is many of them provide their email contact for potential partnerships. So same thing kind of like on Instagram where you want to network with influencers, you can reach out to them and say, hey, do you want to do a sponsored post? And I've just started to get into that, so I don't really want to talk too much about it, but it is a viable option, you know, for promotion. And I'm happy. I just started promoting or working with three different influencers, so I'd be happy to report back on a follow-up post how it worked. But it works about, I'm finding it's about $10 per story, so per like 10,000 followers. So somebody with like a 50,000 follower would be about a $50 fee to work with them. And then the bigger the account, like I had somebody reach out to me with 250,000 followers and she wants about $500 for to post a story. So it kind of gets a little bit cost prohibitive, but I'm sure a lot of these people would be willing to work with you.
Yeah. And I'm curious too. So when they curate that story, is it like Instagram in terms of then anyone who follows them, like, I guess, let me ask a different way. How do their followers then see that story? Like, how are they notified that that story is there or like to come check out that story?
Well, when you save a product, the story can have about 9 different products in it. And then every time you save that to your specific feed, it goes out to your followers. So it saves it, like it will save it with text and hyperlinks to the item so that you can, you know, purchase right off of there. Like stories are good to announce sales or to host contests or things like that. And you can also work with like different other brands in your similar market to gain access, shared access to everybody's database.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if you are all doing a story together.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's almost like a loop giveaway, except you really don't even have to give anything away. You just kind of come together and create like a great collection, essentially.
Yes, it's absolutely. It's kind of combines like a loop giveaway, Etsy treasury, you know, all into one is kind of what it is.
Very cool.
I have found that one tip I want to share about posting stories is that you really want to try and post them when engagement is at peak time. So I found best from like 8 to 10 central time. Usually my ones during the day kind of tend to fall flat. And I've noticed triple, quadruple the engagement if I post during that 8 to 10 p.m. central time.
That's good to know. So then that brings up another question I had in terms of how they see those stories and that their people they're following are adding products and things like that. So it sounds like there's that time sensitive factor that's kind of like Instagram in terms of like, are they going to see the most recently posted stories like first in their feed?
Yes. And it goes by engagement. So the higher, the more followers you have, the higher up it goes.
That makes sense. So then it combines kind of with the Facebook feed where you're getting pushed out to more people if that particular post or not a post, but you know what I mean? Like a story gets the higher engagement.
Yes, it's weighted. Okay. Definitely.
Very cool.
All I've got to say is, Beth Ann's hooked on one.
So I'm not going to do anything with it yet. We've got plenty on our plate. I think I am, though, thinking about it, though, more in terms of, like, when we're ready to outsource, that's what I would love to do. I would love to, you know, have somebody that we say, hey, will you be our Wanalo person? And just, like, dig in and be awesome at it. And, you know, same thing with, because there's some really great social media platforms that aren't necessarily crazy mainstream, but they can be so effective. Ooh, but that brings up another question I have for you, Sherry. Do you only add and curate your own products right now? Or do you also try to be like an active user and be collecting, you know, products from other brands?
No, I'm collecting from other brands. I post mainly shared stories, probably about 80% of the time, and then my own specific story about 2 times out of the 10. I get a higher level of engagement, which is interesting, when it's on my own products, but it's all about networking and working together and meeting new people. So,
one question I had from earlier, I think you mentioned that right now you use a certain app that makes it easy to take your Shopify stuff and get it on Wanelo, but then Bethy Ann saw the Etsy seller on there. Is there something that makes it easy for an Etsy seller to get their stuff on Wanelo if they don't have Shopify, or is it a more manual process if they don't already have a Shopify account?
I tried to look before the interview to research it, and I couldn't find anything that is like a buy on Wanelo for Etsy. So it may be something where they just have their feeds integrated, more tightly woven with them, so that you can get your products up there faster, and it's more of a seamless process than having to go in, accept your brand page, get your feed, because right now it's a manual process if you don't have a Shopify store. So if you just have your regular e-commerce site and you want your feed up there, you have to submit it to them. They have to approve it and then manually import your feed. And it's a very small team. And from what I understand, it's a long, drawn-out process. So I think Etsy has something more tightly woven with them where they can speed up the process for you.
Okay, that's good.
But they take you back to Etsy to actually complete the purchase, if that makes sense.
Okay, so unlike you, where people can purchase right on Wanelo and eliminate that going back to Shopify step.
Right, right. Like when they make the purchase on my website, right directly on Wanelo, it comes through my back end of Etsy, and then they are actually taking the payment for it. I give them a 10% commission, and then they pay me at the end of the day.
Okay.
Okay, so you said you've been on Wanelo for 6 months. How many followers do you have on Wanelo?
At my last check, I think I had right around 15,000.
Okay. That's pretty amazing.
It's 15,000, and honestly, I mean, I don't want anybody to get like overwhelmed or thinking, you know, oh my gosh, I have to spend forever, you know, or hours working on this social media. I spend about 15 minutes a week on the platform and that's it. I'm consistent about it and I do it every week, but it's usually 10, 15 minutes, no more.
Wow.
And the exciting thing is, really exciting, I just found out about a new website. It's called Outfly, I think. It's outfly.com. And what it does is it helps you promote and schedule products on social media and e-commerce networks. So basically, it works with the website. It'll work with like Polyvore, Fancy, WeHeartIt, Keep, and others, as well as like Instagram, Pinterest, you know, and all the regular ones. But it's really simple to use, and it's pretty robust. Like I can get 10 or 15 products scheduled in to go out each day in 5-10 minutes. It's very fast.
That does sound great. So it's just for the e-commerce scheduling across all of these different platforms.
Yeah, it's to push products out to Wanelo and all these other platforms, basically.
Okay, and that was out. F-Y, O-U-T-F-Y.
Yeah, outfy.com. Okay. And I think you might want to check. I know they were doing like 50 free shares for new accounts. So hopefully they're still offering that. And if they're not, Brilliant Business Moms, you guys get on them.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
So Sherry, speaking of other platforms, I know that you also push your products out, I guess, and that's another question I have. How do you push them out from Shopify, I guess? But you have your products on Amazon, WeHeartIt, Keep, Fancy, The Hunt, most of which I have never heard of before. except for obviously Amazon. Could you maybe just mention briefly some of these other platforms and what they do, some of their benefits?
Yeah, like I've been selling on Amazon for a little over a year, and I really like that. I do all of that manually just because Amazon is a little bit different rules, and things need to ship within fairly quickly. And then other platforms I'm on are, you know, Polyvore, Fancy, We Heart It. So I push those all out through that new app called Outbuy, and it's been working really good. I've been using it for 2 weeks, and I've seen a dramatic increase in sales just from spending the little bit of time that I have on pushing the products out to those marketplaces.
I know you said Wanelo, kind of out of all the social networks you're using so far, seems to be the most effective in getting sales. What percentage of your total sales would you say come from Wanelo?
I would say today I am doing about 10% of my sales come from there. I have noticed, though, that not all of the sales happen immediately, so I can't consider for ones that aren't happening right at the time, but it's around 10%. I do maybe 5 to 10 orders a day. The thing about Wanelo is most of those sales are just for one product, where so I may get an average sale of $15, whereas my average sale through Orglamix.com is going to be relatively higher, like at $35, $40 a sale.
That makes sense. So then related to that question, then what about some of these other channels? Are they, I assume, less than Wanelo, but where do they kind of fall out as a whole?
I would say grouped together, and this isn't including Amazon. I haven't included that with the figures, but I would say altogether everything else works out to be maybe 5% right now, but it's definitely growing. It's worth putting the time into it to see where it's going to go.
And Amazon, is that, you said that's its own little beast. Is that, where do you think that is at this point?
I would say Amazon is probably another, it fluctuates for me, but I would say consistently about 15 to 18% on any given week.
Okay, so that's a lot, but then you've got the big cut that Amazon takes from your sales.
Yeah, it's really no different than, you know, I work with a lot of daily deal sites like Jane and Group Deals, and they take 25%. So I feel it's fair for the amount of traffic and, you know, their consumer base that they have.
So Sherry, with selling on several different platforms, how do you manage all of these orders from different sites? How do you stay organized and make sure they're all going out the door?
Yes, this is kind of funny because I'm a team of one and I have only so many hours in the day. So basically what I do is, the best thing about my business is ShipStation. Honestly, ShipStation has been a huge, tremendous help for me in processing everything. All of these platforms are connected through the back of it. I will get up in the morning. I push one button. It downloads my orders from every marketplace that I have connected. And if the marketplace isn't connected, which some of the smaller ones aren't, I work half off deals and they're not connected. So I process those manually into ShipStation. I make a few clicks and it will literally print out all of my labels, 150 to how many there are for the day. It's like having a shipping assistant. It's amazing. I could not run my business without this app.
That does sound pretty amazing that it's that easy.
It's phenomenal. Literally, I would have to hire a shipping assistant if I did not have this app. It just sits there. It's choo-choo-choo, printing out all of them. I go downstairs, I get my coffee, I come back up, start pulling and packing.
So does it have like save data in ShipStation for like this product weighs this much and this one that, so that it can kind of automatically calculate the shipping without you having to do that part of the process?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it knows like all my eyeshadows are 1 ounce each. It takes that into consideration, the best way to ship it. You know, I can batch ship things. It alerts me if customers have placed multiple orders within one 24-hour period so I can save money and kind of group them together.
Oh.
It does a lot of fabulous things behind the scene. It projects inventory. It keeps me on my toes as far as knowing, okay, you've done, you know, 500 orders this week. You're 20% down or however it is. It keeps track of how fast I'm shipping them. And, you know, if they're getting a little bit late, like I really work hard to get all my orders out within 24 to 48 hours. And if I see that it's dropping down, you know, after 3 days, I'm like, ugh. So at a glance, you can see what's going on.
Wow. So you said it tracks your inventory as well within ShipStation?
I don't know. It doesn't track that part of my inventory. I have a separate app for my inventory. But what it does is it'll like allow me to program, okay, my eyeshadows are 1 ounce. So it knows, okay, there's 4 eyeshadows in your order. That order is 4 ounces.
Okay. What is the app that you use to track your inventory?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. Oh, geez. I can't think of it offhand. I'll get back to you with it.
Sure.
I have one that I've been using kind of like grandfathered in, but now there's another one that kind of syncs everything a little bit differently, more in real time. So it will allow me to do like all my stuff in Amazon is real time, whereas, you know, other platforms aren't so concerned about that because I can just quickly make it or whatever. But for Amazon, I don't want to oversell product that, you know, is going to take me a day or two to make. So I'm looking at expanding this next year, and I really want to launch on buy.com and a couple other websites. And I've been looking at different inventory apps, and so I've kind of been testing one other one. And I'll get back to you on the names of both.
Sure, that makes sense to test if you must have to really have a great system for tracking your inventory in order to handle all of these different marketplaces. So that makes sense to test and figure out which one works the best and is the easiest and seamless and quickest at updating. So that makes sense.
Yes, I'm constantly testing new things, and I have 600 SKUs, so it gets a little overwhelming, but It's always fun.
Yeah, I wonder how you have time to make your inventory with all of this.
That's
shipping
the
and
best part.
Stuff going on.
Oh my God, I love making new things. I make new products every single day. Keeping up with production can be a little bit hairy, but, you know, it's all good.
I am curious, Sherry. I was thinking the same thing is, like, how much time do you spend, or let's not even talk making the inventory, just packaging up your orders? Like, I know ShipStation makes the labels and all that super easy, but how long does it take you to pack up all your orders each day to get them out the door?
You know what? It's really quick. I can do about, I would say, 150 to 200 orders, which I don't have that many every day, but I can do that in about 2.5 hours. So the key really for me to keep things running smoothly is to make sure all of my products are made ahead of time and everything is stocked. I cannot make things on demand, whereas, you know, I have like 75 different perfumes that I have, and they come in 3 different sizes. And before, I would be like making one for an order, and then I'd have to, you know, make that perfume and go pull 3 eyeshadows. It was making me crazy. I cannot do that anymore. So now I have 2 days where I just am devoted to making products, and that's kind of what I do. I have a list of what needs to be made for the week, and get them made, get them out on, you know, my shelf and have them ready to go.
I think that's a real great nugget of advice there for any sort of shop owner who's making any sort of product, whether you're as busy as you are or much, much, much smaller. When you're batch processing, when you're doing the same thing over and over, you're making a lot of the same thing at the same time. When you have your inventory well stocked, you just work so much more efficiently on every part of the process. So I think that's a really helpful piece of advice that we could all keep in mind no matter what we're working on in our business.
Yeah, I agree. It's just so stressful if you have to make each piece and then ship it, make another one and ship it. And I realize like everybody has to start from somewhere, but maybe try and scale back your line or do something so that you can get a little bit of inventory and get it going, because it just creates such stress when that happens.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. And for even for people who are doing like custom orders, I think the advice there would be you should probably price higher than you think you should because, you know, for all the time and the effort and people who are doing one order at a time, like, oh, that's, you know, that's really valuable. So,
yeah, and you'll see that like on my website, I price an eyeshadow at $9 and that's a regular loose pigment mineral eyeshadow. And my pressed eyeshadow is significantly higher because I make only one or two of those at a time. And honestly, I don't like making them. I really don't. But I have customers that want that. So I'll offer it to you, but at a significantly higher price because it takes me more time to do it. And the process is more involved.
I love that, charging more for stuff that you don't like to
make. Yeah, that's smart.
Why not?
It has to feel worth your while.
Yes, right. Exactly.
I love that.
I should start charging for laundry and doing the dishes.
Yeah.
Cleaning toilets.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's a premium price.
That's right.
No, stop. My kids are going to listen to this podcast. All of a sudden, I'm going to be broke.
Oh, no, that's true. If they're doing chores, they're going to say, Mom.
Uh-huh. Totally.
Well, I know we've talked about so many different things here. And I know with all of these different sales platforms that you are also very active on social media as well. Do you have a favorite social media site that you feel like with your product-based business really, really helps to drive your sales?
I think really I've been spending more time on Pinterest. I've seen that growing and I'm excited with the viable pins that are coming out to see where that goes. But I'm most active on Facebook and Twitter. And Instagram, kind of. I like Instagram as my personal favorite, but I'm everywhere.
That seems to jive with your personality or your business. You seem to like to be everywhere, and it's really working out well for you, that strategy of just be everywhere.
Be everywhere. Yeah, I cannot complain. I'm blessed.
Wasn't there an airline commercial that was something about everywhere you want to be, or what airline was that?
I thought that was one of the cards, like Visa or MasterCard or...
Oh, maybe it was one of those. But that's Sherry, one of those everywhere you want to be, or...
Everywhere you want to be.
Everywhere you are.
Not quite.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much for chatting with us today. We've learned a ton, and I think your business model is so interesting, and, you know, the different platforms you're using, the different ways you're getting your products out there. I know there'll be a lot of listeners who are brainstorming, you know, new ways to market their businesses. As we wrap up, do you have either a funny or adorable mom moment to share?
Oh, gosh, this was hard. I was thinking long and hard about this, and like, if you can't tell, daily craziness abounds at my house. So it was really hard for me to pick a favorite. But when my girls were little, we had a fairy garden. And we would spend hours, like, creating houses and making twig bridges and little acorn light posts. And over the past years, as they've gotten older, it's become a bit neglected. So a couple weeks ago, I asked them, hey, guys, let's go out and work on the fairy garden. And it was clear they did not want to do it. They both kind of looked at me, shrugged, and rolled their eyes, definitely thinking they'd rather spend the time playing Minecraft. So I was kind of bummed, but I was like, whatever. So later that day, the girls are getting ready to take out the trash, and they start screaming for me. I'm down in the kitchen, and they're like, Mama, Mama, yelling like mad from the front door. And I run up there, and I'm like, what's going on? And I look out the door, and they're pointing and yelling, and there were a group of hummingbirds that had descended in our front garden bed. And they were just like staring out there, mesmerized. And they were so excited. They thought they were fairies. And they were just like so ecstatic. And I still haven't told them they were hummingbirds. They really, really thought they were fairies. I'm like, yes, see, you have to believe in the magic.
That's cute.
That is really sweet. So did they want to start working on their fairy garden again after that?
No, I was out there by myself the next day. Oh, gosh.
But the fairies need nice houses and a place to live.
I know. They do. They're more interested in playing Minecraft. Sad.
My kids are all about Minecraft these days, too. I've had to set some serious limits this summer on Minecraft playing and watching videos of other people doing Minecraft.
Yes, the videos. What is it with the videos? Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. Do your kids watch? My kids watch this English guy, like Stampy.
I can hear his voice in my head right now. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't even pretend to get it.
I don't get it either. They love his videos, and I am grateful. He's nice and clean. He doesn't use bad language, even though he's an adult. So I was happy about that.
Yes, but this is true. My girls are probably out on the porch right now playing Minecraft, listening or watching his videos. It's an everyday occurrence. I just don't get it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm purposefully not learning how to play so that they can't be like, Mom, help me do this. Mom, help me do that.
That's a good point.
Well, Sherry, this has been really great. And could you remind all of our listeners where they can find you online and your different social media accounts?
Sure. I'm at Orglamix everywhere you want to be. And you can reach out to me if anybody has any questions about anything I've said, or if you want to just say hello, feel free to either email me, or I'm Orglamix on every social media. And I just really want to say thank you, guys. You guys are doing amazing things. And I also want to encourage everybody to stop by the Facebook group that you guys have. It's really an amazing group of creative and super inspiring ladies. So be sure to check it out.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that, Sherry. And thank you again for chatting with us. This has been awesome.
Oh, I'm so glad I got to meet you guys. More in person.
Wow, that Sherry really is everywhere. If you want kind of a list of all the different places where Sherry sells and some of those apps that she was talking about, links to many of these places, head on over to our show notes. They're at brilliantbusinessmoms.com/101. She covered a lot of territory, so the show notes, I'm sure, will be very helpful to you as you're sorting through all the many different places and resources that Sherry uses to run her business. I'm sure you also heard on the episode that Sherry is one of the members of our private Facebook group. And like Bethann said, she is a very active and helpful member in our Facebook group. And just in general, I feel like our Facebook group is full of wonderful women who are willing to share their best advice, willing to be honest and ask others for advice. And it's a great place to get your questions answered, but a great place to be encouraged as well. If you're interested in joining the Brilliant Business Moms Facebook group, all you have to do is sign up for our email list. In order to be part of the group, you have to be on our email list. And then give us a little bit of time, but within a few weeks of signing up on our email list, you'll get an invitation to the private Facebook group. Now, we have to add people individually, so give us a little bit of time, but you will get that invitation to the Facebook group. And we would love to have you join us. You can find a link to sign up for our email list in the show notes, so brilliantbusinessmoms.com/101, but also in many other places on our website. We have it in our sidebar, and I think every page has a spot where you can sign up for our email list. And don't worry, we don't bombard you with emails. We send one weekly email that kind of summarizes what's been going on the Brilliant Business Moms website and podcast for the week. Plus, our email subscribers get access to our super secret freebies page, which has several free resources for you to use that others do not have access to. And then, of course, the private Facebook group. So it's not a bad bargain getting a great email every week, getting some freebies, and getting access to a really awesome and helpful private Facebook group. So what are you waiting for? Sign up. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in today. We know your time is precious, and we hope that our podcast is giving you some valuable information and advice that you can apply to your own business. Have a great day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.